Okay, I've never done the take the plunge questionnaire, which is from 4 years ago, and we're still bandying it around. Wow. We like our old school shit on GWA, apparently. So this is like a, I don't know, 10 question bravery questionnaire. And I've seen a lot of people fill it, but I don't think I've paid enough attention to sort of know all the questions without doing any preparation. Let's answer some AMA type questions. Question number one. When listening to an audio here, which is the bigger factor in terms of turning you on? The quality of the voice or the actual words being said? Well, it really does depend on the quality of the voice for me, which is. Actually, I think it's kind of half-half. Some people really care about scripts and what the content is, and some people really care about the voices. For me, I can be turned off instantly by certain accents and certain voices, and that sounds really bad. I don't want it to be like I'm so judgmental, but I can just. As an English person, we are incredibly tribal with our accents. And there are some accents that even just from England would turn me off intensely. I shouldn't name them, should I? No, just in case I offend somebody or completely talk out my ass because someone joins GWA next week with an accent that I say I hate and then I fawn all over them. Okay. Question two. Tell us one thing about you, sexual or otherwise, that you have never told another living soul. No one, not another person. Well, I don't know that I'm an oversharer. I really am. I think I overshare so much that there is probably nothing that I've never told another living soul. I mean, there must be something, right? Okay, I've lived in flats a lot, like house shares, sort of way beyond my student years. It was just, you know, economy what it is, it's cheaper, it's kind of good in some ways, bad in others. And I used to, for 1 year, rent with a very good friend and a sort of friend who needed a place. So we ended up, you know, going for another bedroom, going for a new place that following year. And he was the worst fucking flatmate ever. Oh my, there's so many awful stories. But he was also, I won't say ugly. I mean, that's just fucking judgmental in the extreme. He was definitely the sort of least attractive of all my inner circle of friends and people that I used to regularly hang around with. And I once masturbated to the thought of him as a sort of dare or a sort of test to myself. Kind of like, can I even get off? Knowing that I wouldn't want to have any kind of sexual relationship with him, but thinking that he was, you know, the object of my fantasy for that sort of thing. The answer was yes. There, no one else has known that before. I'm not even naming names, you just get the general gist. Question three. What sexual fantasy, if any, do you still, in spite of yourself, feel embarrassed or ashamed of? Or, to put it another way, which would you least want people who actually know you in real life to know about? So, I guess. Oh no, I can't say I'm very private. In a sense, obviously. Because I have an OnlyFans. Because I record myself literally orgasming on audio for strangers. I know that that does not sound like I'm that private. But there is this sort of line that I have in my head. I've tried to explain it before and I don't really know if I can sort of put it into really good words. but I don't mind people having opinions and thoughts about me in any sexual way. But there is a line that gets crossed when people come to me about specifics. Like, I will talk to you in a flirty way, or I will, you know, do what I do online. But the moment you sort of cross that boundary and assume you know what I actually do in the bedroom, or assume that you, you know literally everything about me because you think you know all my kinks, or you've seen my kink list or something like that, it's sort of, you know, the barriers come down. I'm like, no, don't presume that, you know, because I moaned about X, Y, and Z in that audio, that that's what I'm into, that kind of thing. So I'm loath to answer this question fully, and I don't know what that is. I don't know what that block is where I'm like, oh, I can talk about femdom stuff and I can insinuate that I will fucking ruin you kind of thing in these joking manners. But if you turn around and, you know, want to describe in some kind of detail what you think I did last night, I'm like, no, fuck you. There's probably a term. There's probably a term for this kind of cognitive dissonance that I have between what I say and, you know, what actually takes place in my bedroom. That's for me to know, and any play partners I might have. So, sexual fantasy that I have, that's for my sexual partners to know. Question number 4. Think of all the words and phrases that push your buttons. All the things someone can say to you that turn you on and drive you crazy. Now, imagine you have to eliminate them all and never hear them again. But you get to keep just one. Only one. Which one would you keep? Now, this is another hard question. Am I going to be too cliche here? I guess. Oh, no. So, being a switch and being into quite a big, wide variety of things, I can be quite indecisive, and it really depends on my mood. What I might be interested in doing, you know, at any given time. And that does extend to sort of being submissive or dominant and what I want somebody to say to me. So is that too harsh to pick one when at some points I might be wanting them to say yes mistress or yes daddy, and at other times I might be wanting them to say something like, you fucking love that, you dirty slut. I don't know. I don't think I can pin it down to one. I could keep it really vague. But that doesn't really say much. Of all the things someone can say to you that turn you on to drive you crazy, what drives me crazy? Really, it's the tone. I like seeing the absolute sort of somebody so lost in the moment. And it really doesn't matter what comes out their mouth. You know, either being sub or dom, knowing that, like, all their attention is on you and everything is literally just about this moment and how everyone is making each other feel kind of thing. You know, all that. So, I mean, they could say fucking anything. It doesn't really matter. What drives me crazy is the look in their eyes, really, isn't it? Another non-answer, Phoenix. Well done. Question 5. If you got a private message saying, hey, your real name, I recognize your voice. I know this is you. How do you think you would feel/react? Assuming the message was coming from a standard friend. Well, I could be incredibly picky and say, what's a standard friend? And then try and unpick this and not answer it. But I will say, I have said some similar things to closer friends from GWA and the associated subreddits. There is nobody in my life who would care. I haven't told literally everybody I know that I have an OnlyFans or that I have a sordid online presence where I moan into a microphone for people. But I don't think many people would be surprised. The people I have in my life are the kinds of people who would say, you do you. As long as you're happy. As long as you're happy and as long as you're safe, it's got nothing to do with us. And that's basically how you would get in my life. I don't stand for anyone who passes such judgment on either a sexual or generally any way that people choose to live their lives. So to answer that question in a very specific way, I would react saying, yeah, cool, that's me. I don't really need to know if you got off or not, so we can negotiate how close a friendship you suddenly want from telling me that you know this is me and you go on these subreddits, but yeah, what do you want me to do about it? Question number 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. If you were going out socially and were keen on getting some attention, what aspect of you, physical or otherwise, would be your first and strongest weapon? As a younger woman, it would be a low-cut top. As an older woman, it would still be a low-cut top, but my strongest weapon is not necessarily my breasts. My strongest weapon is what some people like to say is resting bitch face. And I say that is a patriarchal term that is literally just to put women down because we don't smile enough. So fuck that. I kind of give off a vibe. I've been told I'm intimidating. I kind of give off a vibe where you don't fuck with me. And that is my strongest weapon. If I want to have someone's attention, I can drop that. And I can sort of indicate, okay, you're allowed to approach me. You can come over and say hi. I won't bite you. Everyone else, they can fuck off. But you seem okay. You can come say hi. Question 7. What would your friends say is the absolute best aspect of your personality? I think my friends would say that I give no shits. I think they would say that I do what I want and I have very little care in regards to what people think of me. And that helps me out in a lot of different ways. Either that, or they would say my sense of humor. Because I am fucking hilarious, seriously. But I am actually hilarious. No modesty needed. Question 8. When flirting, here on GWA or in real life, what aspect of the other person will draw you in the most and fire your interest? Oh, it's so cliche, but yep, sense of humour. I have to find somebody who really makes me laugh. And I have to find somebody who is at a place in their life where I don't feel like I'm going to be some kind of fucking surrogate mother. Like, you don't need to have your shit sorted, but you need to be able to deal. I have had a hard life, let's say. And I am done picking up other people's baggage and letting them sail off into the sunset all wonderfully to the detriment of my own life. So, take from that what you will. So if I see you and you can make me laugh, and you don't look like you're about to just fucking break, and, you know, I think you're attractive in whatever way that might attract me, I will give you a shot. I have come across incredibly, incredibly stuck up over this, and I am absolutely fine with that. The more people who are scared or intimidated of me, the better. Right, question number 9. Women, what's the strangest thing you've ever had inside you? Oh, dearie me. This is pretty fucking tame, but I think a hairbrush. I literally say think because I was not looking. But I think it was a hairbrush. And I don't understand. I don't understand that. Like, that was not me experimenting as a younger, you know, teenager or anything. That was a partner. And, you know, I'm pretty sure that other things could have been inserted then. I'm sorry. I'm quite tame when it comes to, like, the more extreme doing X, Y, and Z sexual things. I don't know. Maybe I'm not. It's hard to tell. Like, when you do this kink list now, there's a lot of vagaries. And I chat to a lot of people, especially now in quarantine and on GWA, about very sexual things. And I'm not prudish at all, but I think I've lived a little bit more of a sheltered life than most people would expect. And finally, question 10. Name a member here on GWA who you would really love to take this questionnaire as well. I would love... Difficult Doc. I would love Difficult Doc to take this questionnaire. Okay, I hope that for all my faux confidence and my absolute bravado in answering this does not put people off too much. Thank you for listening, and I hope to have more audios up soon. Bye!